Blog Talk Radio.
Allow
knowing that we would be awakened to this day, a glorious day, Heavenly Father, a day that you have commanded us, your people, Heavenly Father, to come together, Heavenly Father, and honor you in all your glory, Heavenly Father. And for this, we do not take lightly, Heavenly Father, and we thank you. Just thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your Son, Heavenly Father, for coming and sharing his life that we might have life, Heavenly Father. As we come together today, Heavenly Father, just pray, Heavenly Father, that the words that you give to myself and the more who come after me to teach a lesson, to teach your words, Heavenly Father, I just pray, Heavenly Father, that your people not shy away from them, Heavenly Father, but take each and every word upon their heart, Heavenly Father, and use this as they so see fit, Heavenly Father, for the good of your kingdom, dear God. O Yahweh, bless each and every member of Beth Yahweh, Heavenly Father. Bless them in the way that you so see fit, Heavenly Father, according to their needs, Heavenly Father. And Father, those that are en route to Beth Yahweh this morning, give them safe passage, Heavenly Father. Father, this in our prayers we pray in Yahushua's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Yahweh Almighty, one King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who chooses HaTorah, Moshe, his servant, Israel, his nation, in the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Kol Shavah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, everyone, for coming and listening to Food for Thought. For Yahweh has put words on my lips and, you know, thoughts in my mind about fasting today. We're going to take a look at the different types of fasts and why we should fast, Heavenly Father, family, and try to find out just why our brothers and sisters fast, you know, during their times in the wilderness and the times when they weren't doing things that were proper in the sight of Yahweh. You know, it's no coincidence that we're living in times that we're living in and the things that are occurring, you know, but Yahweh has blessed his people with things that we can do to free our minds and our bodies of a lot of judgments that we've brought against ourselves. You know, as we look around the world today, there's a lot going on. And, I pray for family in Puerto Rico and Houston and all these other states that have been devastated, you know, by these storms. But it's no coincidence that these things are happening. You know, people talking about man-making storms. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Maybe he can. I know Yahweh can. And, you know, a lot of these things are direct results of how we're living, you know, and we're blessed as believers of Yahweh and in the faith, you know, he's given us times, you know, he's given us periods, you know, where we can... I'm going to use the word restitution. We can make restitution for the things that we've done. And we're getting ready to come into one of these days on tomorrow where we can make restitution. You know, we can today think about those things and we can truthfully think about those things because honestly speaking, if we aren't honest with ourselves about the things that we have done, you know, there's no way that we can change them. You know, we've got to be honest with ourselves and take a look at them and then ask, you know, come to Yahweh for forgiveness. And this is what one of the things that this is one of the reasons why we fast. You know, one of the reasons why we allow our bodies, you know, to do without, you know, in suffering, we go to him. You know, I mean, he's a powerful God. He's a powerful God. You know, I was, you know, I'm a little bit ahead of myself. I get that way from time to time. But some time ago, I had asked, I'd gone to our Rabbi Yaakiel, and I asked him to pray for a name for me. And a lot of times Yahweh don't work as fast as we want him to work, because I got to a point where, you know, I thought the brother, you know, had maybe forgotten something. And, you know, it just wasn't working fast enough. It wasn't coming fast enough. But, you know, sometimes we got to be careful what we pray for. You know, because I'm kind of a serious person. And there's a lot of things. There's some things in my life I don't like to take lightly. You know, Yahweh, I don't like to take him lightly. And I'm going to do some reading on this. And with Brother Yaakiel's blessing, I'm going to ask him to allow me to teach a class on it. And that is the names that Yahweh has given us. You know, it's no coincidence that we have the names that we have. You know, and I say that to say this. When we come here, we don't come. I know I'm off topic now. Give me a moment. I'm going to get back on topic. When we come, we don't come here following the word. We come here, learn the word, and gradually come into an understanding of what it is that our Almighty Father wants us to do. And changes come about in us. And as those changes come about in us, and we're given these names, you know, here again, the names are not to be taken lightly. You know, the names that we have a task has been put upon us with our names. You know, the name that Yahweh has given me is Amir El. Now, my former name was Ward. And I never knew what in the world that meant. Never had an idea. And you know, it's rather transformating when when you're walking in the world and you got kids named all these names. I've got nephews, I can't think of the names right now. Don't matter. But we know the crazy names the kids are being given today. You know, don't have no meaning or nothing. You know, it hurts them a lot of time when they go get jobs. People want to know who's coming in here, you know. But when you have names that Yahweh has chosen for you, you know, and they have meaning, you know, that's something, you know, you really got to live up to. That's something that you got to live up to. That's a light. You know, that you've got to begin to project to Yahweh and his people. It's no coincidence. You know, we've got to, you know, like it's in the name. It's in the name. You know, it's not something to take lightly. You know, when I've been baptized, you know, in Israel, but now I'm going to have to get baptized in my name. And once I do that, you know, it's not just enough for me to come in here and have you all call me a male. I'm going to get my name legally changed for the world to know. For the world to know. You know, this is what Yahweh wants us to do. You know, I struggle sometimes and remembering the brothers' names in here. You know, but it's something I'm going to have to learn, because you're going to be calling me by mine. Okay? You know, but this is what I feel Yahweh wants me to do. You know, it's no coincidence. It's just no coincidence. You know, Yahweh don't make mistakes, and nothing is a coincidence. Nothing under the sun. Nothing under the sun. You know, we're blessed here at Beth Yahweh. You know, it's not 1,000 of us. We're small in number, but we're strong. You know, we're blessed with the word of Yahweh. And more than that, we're blessed with a man that Yahweh has chosen to teach us the difference thereof. Because it is a difference. It really is. You know, go to church on Sunday and then come here. You'll see. Whether you agree with it or not is another story. But this is the truth that lies in here. But I got off topic. Now I'm going to try to get back on topic. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, fasting. It's, let's first take a look at the meaning of fasting. That's always a good place to start, to have a little background knowledge of these words. And, you know, it's no real coincidence that, this thing locked up on me. It's no real coincidence that a lot of words and a lot of meaning to these words have different significance, you know, when we look at the Greek and the Hebrew meaning of them, you know. It's trying to get my tablet to open up here. Okay, there we are. Okay, we're gonna look up the word fasting here and its meaning. Okay. Okay, that would be number 6684. Number for fasting. And I believe the word is pronounced Tsome. Tsome. And it means from a fast. Fasting. But let's take a look at 6684 and look at that meaning. And what that meaning gives us is a primitive root to cover over the mouth, to fast at all fast, to abstain from food. Fast. Now, as we read this, not taking anything away, but it just mentions food. Doesn't say anything about water here. Okay? But it says, this is what it says, you know, when you're fasting, you're abstaining from eating food, you know, and usually, but you're abstaining from food for a given period of time. You know, as I mentioned, you know, there are different types of fast. There's, I'm going to say a biblical fast when you totally abstain from water and food. You know, there are instances in the Word that brings mention to that. And then there's also partial fasts. There's fasts where you can eat food. There are fasts when you can drink water and abstain from food. There are quote unquote fasts where you cleanse, where you may just eat all vegetables, or you may drink juices, and you take whatever herbal concoctions that you may have, and you cleanse the body. But one thing that stands in common with all fasts, they begin in a certain way, and they end in a certain way, and that way is in prayer. We must begin our fast with acknowledging the Father and asking Him to come into us and to cleanse, to purge. Because when we're fasting, whether it's a spiritual fast or a fast to cleanse the body, we are in essence purging. You know, whether it's the wrongs that we have done, whether it's in need of something, whether it's to get rid of chemicals and toxins in the body, we're purging. And we want the Father's blessings when we do these things. We want the Father's blessings when we do these things.
Amen.
You know, we're going to take a look at some scripture, you know, that brings mention, you know, to different fasts and why we fast. And just to give us a picture, you know, one of the blessings that you know, I receive and I've been receiving and during this class is it's made me sit down and began to take a closer look at the Word. And in doing so, you know, I've been able to see some things that I didn't see before. Really. You know, at the beginning, I started this class 3 weeks ago. It's the third class here. But at the beginning, I thought it was just going to be, you know, a class where I come in and I talk, you know, give family information that I may have used or things that were written from the world. But something happened in that process. And believe me, this happened just a week before I was to give this class. And I found a book. And it shared different scriptures about food and how it related to the Word. And that began to make me take a whole total different look at the class that I'm giving. You know, it's led me to do a lot more reading than I've ever done. You know, I've been a slacker. You know, I've been a slacker. You know, but now, I wish this class was every week. You know, because then I'd have reason. You know, I have to. Because certain things I don't. You know, there's certain things I don't want to project to you all. I really don't want to get into that. But I want, when I come here, I want to come prepared. I want to come prepared, and I can't be prepared if I don't do the reading. And I do, you know, I wasn't one to have understanding of what it was I've been reading. But the more I read, the more I, you know, understand it's coming. And in the process of that, it's making me more comfortable and more willing to take a look into the Word. Now, I'm not a Shabbat by any stretch of the imagination. Because that brother's really been blessed. Really. I don't know anybody in this congregation, any place else, that you can quote a few words to. He can go into the scripture and tell you where they're at. I'm not a Shabbat by any stretch of the imagination. But Yahweh has blessed me, you know, with what He has blessed me with. And I'm going to take that and use it to the best of my ability. And for that, I'm grateful. But fasting is something that we all do. Or we all should be doing. And let's go to the scripture, take a look at some of the scriptures. Let's take a look at Matthew's 6. Yeah, let's open up Matthew 6, and that would be 31 through 34. Come on here. The one thing I have been able to do is to organize my notes on my little iPad here. I'm still writing, y'all. But for me, that's good because it helps me to remember some, you know. If I did that, you know, if I went to the iPad and just pasted here and pasted there, you know, I probably wouldn't read it, number one. And some of the things I probably wouldn't have any knowledge of when I come here. So, you know, I've got to, you know, I've got to read it, and also I've got to write, you know, little notes for myself so I won't forget. And that's beneficial. But we're going to Matthew 6. We're going to start at 31. We're going to talk a little bit here about why we fast. Okay. And it begins, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? After all these things do for the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first, okay? Seek ye first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, okay? Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thoughts for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You know, one thing about fasting is it's going to have a different effect on all of us in different ways. But usually, when you do fast, your mind is the first thing that senses that you haven't had anything to eat, and it begins your mind began to think thoughts that you wouldn't ordinarily think. Well, maybe you would, you know, if you run around all day and you haven't had nothing to eat, you know, you might feel a little antsy, this, that, and the other. But it's a difference when you know that you're not going to eat. You know, you haven't really told yourself, you don't have to tell yourself, I'm not going to eat, for your body to know, because you've already committed yourself to doing a fast, whether it's for 24 hours, whether it's for 12 hours or whatever. So automatically, your mind is going to be in a state that it's going to be looking. It's almost like somebody else coming into your body and began to wreak havoc with your head. But Yahweh is telling us, you know, don't think about tomorrow. You know, we keep our focus on him, you know, while we're doing this. And he'll be the one taking the hit for all of these crazy thoughts. Amen. You know, all of these, because it's no coincidence that the body goes through changes when you fast. It's no coincidence. It's no coincidence. You know, let's look at our Messiah when he was on that tree. He was in a terrible type of fast. Didn't give him any food. And didn't give him any water. Right. Now, I believe at one time they might have taken a rag and soaked it with some wine and put it to his lips. But can you imagine how that might have been? You know, and here all we're doing is just abstaining from eating and drinking. Okay? Take a look at 1 Samuel 7:3. No, it's not an easy thing, but you know, with Yahweh, we can get through this. We can get through this. You know, he's already given us a reason to do it. Wait a minute here. Samuel 7:3. Okay. And he reads, and Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, if ye do not return unto the mighty one with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtoreth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the mighty one, and serve him only. He will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Okay. Now, he's telling us to return to him, you know. And usually when we see words like this, you know, it conjures to our mind, you know, what happened? What have I done? You know, because always a deed, something that we've done that makes us have to sit down and think about, you know, why we should go back to Yahweh. You know, if you don't leave him, you ain't got to go back. If you haven't committed any wrong, any sins, if you haven't gone against his covenants, if you've been following his commandments, you don't have to go back. There's no reason for it. You know, it's a real simple program. Observe my commandments and my covenants. Real simple program for those that believe. But we are quote unquote humans, and being humans and of the world, we sometimes suffer from a disease, and that disease is forgetfulness. You know, we forget how good he has been to us, and we decide that we want to do things other than what we've been commanded to do. But He gives us an out. He gives us an out. Come back to me, family. Come back to me. You know, admit that you've wronged, and we can go forward. You know, it's no wonder. You know, I mean, it's all throughout the Word. You know, Christians tell you all the time, well, we don't read the Torah. Well, you know, these same words are in the New Testament. These are the same words in the New Testament. So, you know, I got to think that, not that they're not reading it, you know, they're taking the words and twisting them and turning them and using them how they feel to use them. But if you look at the word and you use the word, you see the word the way that it's supposed to be seen, then, you know, like you're not seeing it in the eyes of the world. And that's a terrible thing, to not see things in the way of the world. But, that's why we fast. We fast. So Yahweh has given us another form of... Well, he's given us another way, you know, to come back to him, but also to help rid us of what wrong we've done. You know, has anybody ever, you know, done something so wrong till they just hate themselves for it, beat themselves about it? We all have at some point in time, I'm sure. But Yahweh, you know, the great forgiver that he is, you know, he's given us a way, and fasting is one of those ways. That we can, you know, like put away, you know, we can suffer a little bit. And that's, you know, really, you know, to do without food for 24 hours, when you really think about it, you know, for what you're going to get from that and what you're doing, the benefits far away, you know, what you're going to put your body through. If it's going to allow you to have a closer walk with the Father, and rid yourself of that guilt and that pain, that suffering, I'll drink nothing but water for 7 days. I'll do it. You know, we suffer a lot inwardly. That's our tree. We suffer a lot inwardly for the wrongs that we do. But I'm off topic again. Let's get back. Okay. Take a look at Luke 4:1, I think that is. Yep. Luke 4:1. Well, I say one, but it's a little longer there. I'm gonna start at one, just so that we can get the spirit of the word. Okay, I'm gonna begin at Luke 4:1. And Yahushua, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in these days he did not eat nothing. And when they were ended, he forwarded hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of Yahweh, command this stone that it be made bread. And Yahushua answered him, saying, It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of Yahweh. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, shewed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Yahushua answered him, and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the mighty one, thy Yahweh, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, If thou be the Son of Yahweh, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Yahushua answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the mighty one, thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Yahushua turned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a flame of him through all the region round about. You know, what he just showed us was, now he'd been in the wilderness for 40 days. You know, he began to experience, you know, that outside force coming inside of him, the devil, and began to try and change his mind, trying to turn him against, you know, his father. You know, they tell us in the word, you know, we don't fight against, you know, municipalities. You know, we fighting the forces that we can't see. Fighting against forces that we can't see. And in these fastings, you know, this is one of the things that we're going to be fasting for. You know, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. You know, he's given us, you know, all these years has passed. He's left his Torah, his word, you know, for us. For us. You know, this book is in wide distribution. I don't know how many people, you know, how many families during their time actually had the word in their home. I don't know. I don't know. But I do know that the majority of families have the word, some type of word, in their home. And, you know, it's no reason for us not to know some of these things. But one thing for certain, two things for sure, you know, he's given us the word to prepare us. You know, and here today, you know, we can begin to prepare ourselves for what it is that we're going to be going through tomorrow. You know, we know now, it's written in the word, that, you know, outside forces will seek to come in. Why? Because you're weak. It said in the word. You know, he was weak. And the Morays and Brother Yaquiel, they speak all the time of how we should be strong in the word. Not just on Sabbath, but every day to keep those forces out. You know, that's what we're battling against. We're battling against a force that's a great force. But with Yahweh in us, we can overcome. We can deflate, you know. We can push that away. We can stop it from entering. Mine is a terrible thing. I know mine is. Sometimes people tell me things about me. I like the truth. It does hurt sometimes. but I prefer the truth. And I say that to say, you know, if I know for myself, I can get so caught up in my thoughts that I can imagine things being a lot worse than what they really are, or I can imagine things being that not really there. You know, so I prefer to see things, you know, just the way they are. I try to look at things just the way they are and not use, you know, have to use my imagination to imagine them being one way or the other. Because if I use my imagination, I'm going to see things in a total negative way a lot of times, you know. But, you know, I try not to allow that force in, because if I allow that force in, then, you know, it's going to take me to places that, you know, that are not godly, that are not of Yahweh. That are not of Yahweh. You know, but we have got to prepare ourselves, you know, for these fasts. And we've seen examples of Yahushua, you know, and him being weak, and how the devil tried to come into his body. So, you know, if it happened to him, it can also happen to us. Don't think it's special. You know. Now, it's, you know, it's no coincidence, you know, that these things have occurred. You know, take a look at Mark 11. And what's that? Mark 11, 24, 26. And what Mark is talking here is Mark 11, 24 and 26. And it reads, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses." Let's read 25, 26. I said Mark. Yeah, I did say 26. "But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." So when we praying, you know, to ask for the forgiveness of the things that we've done, we also got to ask for forgiveness of our brothers and sisters. You know, we want, you know, when we go into this fast, we want to go correct. You know, we don't want to forget the words and the teachings that he's given us. You know, we don't want to forget these things. You know, but this is, you know, and to pray for our neighbors, you know, this isn't something that we just do when we're fasting. This is something that we do, should be doing every day. Something that we should be doing every day. You know, I found it hard at one time to pray for my enemies. But then, you know, I was at a stage in my life when I was feeling miserable, and something happened to me, someone had done something, and I was feeling miserable, and the only relief I got was to pray for them, and that's the truth. I've told you all this story before. You know, I had to pray for them, and after praying for them, I received instant, I just began to feel better. It was, you know, it was more than what I could have asked for at that moment. You know, so we've got to pray for our enemies also. You know, and right about now, this whole world needs a little praying for. Amen. We're living in some terrible times, y'all. I ain't got to tell you. Terrible times. But, you know, after looking at Mark, you know, we know that we have a Father, and he's, you know, he's telling us constantly, come to me, 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 come to me. He's telling us, you know, don't forget me. You know, don't go back and begin to worship Dagon. You know, he's telling us, you know, don't step your foot back out there in the world. You know, he's constantly telling us these things as good parents do. But we need reminders. We need reminders. But thank God that he's as loving as he is. You know, he forgives us. He forgives us. You know, and whatever God that now some of us may know about, there's only one God. Let me just say that first. But people practice these different religions, and we all at some point in time probably have. But in those religions, they don't have, they don't preach, they don't teach about a God that, how can I put this? Well, they just don't teach, you know, about a God that's as loving as this God. You know, they preach about it, but they don't teach, you know, about all of the things that he has had to go through. All the things that he has got to go through because his children decided they didn't want to follow his edict. You know, didn't want to follow his covenants. Didn't want to observe his commandments. You know. But here we are. We've got a God. We know. We know how stubborn and stiff-necked that we can be. But he gives us. He gives his people. He has given us a covenant. He's given us a covenant. And from, I believe it's the third month in the year through the eighth month in the year, we observe different times, different periods where there's things that he expects of us to do. And it's no coincidence. It's no coincidence. You know, if we were to take a look at each one of those seasons, because that's what they are, they're seasons. They're seasons. And each one changes. And each one was meant to change us, leading into the finale. You know, tomorrow we're going to observe, you know, another one is covenants. But then the final is when we go out to Sukkot. You know, it's no, you know, I never observed any of these when I was going to, quote unquote, Christian church. Nope. You know, I can't even say any of them came close. You know, they had their, you know, man put his spin on them. But Yahweh has given his people covenants that we are to observe. And these covenants, you know, are ways to not just edify and glorify him, but to make us whole with him. The covenant that we're about to follow on tomorrow will be a covenant that allow us to come back and be whole with him. You know, he's telling us, you know, get rid of all that garbage you got. You know, get rid of that garbage. You know, fast. Atone for what you've done. I don't know, y'all. But, you know, Matthew 7:7, you know, it asks us, you know, what? Let's just turn it. What did I say? Matthew 7:7, yeah. We just in Matthew. Okay. We're just going to read that one verse. You know, and this all has a lot to do. This all ties in to things that I've been saying in prior weeks. You know, we talked about faith last week. You know, and, you know, there's no sense of us doing any of these, observing any of these covenants if we don't have faith in the Father. Because these, you know, these are transformating times. And if you don't believe that, if you don't have faith that you're getting ready to get rid of something, and that you're getting ready to pray about something and getting rid of something, and it's going to be done, don't do it. But on the other hand, if you believe in the Father and you believe in His ways, pray, ask Him, and just walk in the Word. Just walk in the faith that it's done. Don't question it. Don't question it. Okay? Matthew 7:7. And it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Wow. So we really don't have to do a lot. You know, believe, have faith that it's done, and just walk in it. Just walk in it. You know. No, there's in the Word, you know, it tells us about different reasons, you know, why people had fasted. You know, there are instances where people had too much pride and they were ashamed. But then when they came back to their senses, they thought, this is not of Yahweh. Let me pray. Let me give supplication to His word, you know, and then fast. Okay, let's take a look at Ezra. Ezra 8:21-23. Ezra 8:21-23. Everybody have it? Ezra 8:21-23. Okay. And it reads, then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our mighty one, to seek him a right way for us and for our little ones and for our subsistence. For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our mighty one is upon all of them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. So we fasted and resought our mighty one for this, and he was entreated of us. You know, here we have a king, you know, that he didn't believe that the mighty one would give him what he asked for. But then he had a change of mind. You know, it came to him, you know, that his father loved him. And that if he prayed and did what he was to do, that these things would be, you know, would be his. That these things would come. And upon him having a change of heart, he said about fasting, asking for forgiveness and praying and asking for the things that he needed to fight that battle. And the word said it was given to him. We're fighting a battle right here. You know, we don't have any swords. You know, we're fighting a battle. As I say, each of us have different battles that we're fighting. But it's a battle nonetheless. And our Father has given us an appointed time that we can come to Him, you know, with all of this. With all of this. Let's not look at that as just being another day. You know, let's try to look at that as being a time that I can actually cleanse myself of all of these thoughts, all of these things that has been slowing me down. Really. Because that's what it does. You know, when we are carrying a lot of baggage around, especially in our minds, you know, it slows us down. You know, it stops, it blocks. It slows us down, but it also blocks us from blessings that the Mighty One might want to give us, you know, to help us to deal with whatever it is that we're going through. You know, because we can't see for the fog that's in our head. You know, he's trying to get through, but our minds are so cloudy with what we're going through till it just can't come through those waves, through those clouds. But he's given us an out. He's given us a day that we can come to him. As we said, one, in prayer. Asking for forgiveness. And it shall be done. And it shall be done. You know, let's go back to, you know, to Matthew's. Matthew's 17. You know, because there's various reasons why we should fast. You know, but here, you know, we're going to see a man who is suffering, you know, with an illness. And, what is that, 17? Matthew 17, 14 to 21. Pray everybody has found it. And it reads, and when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Mighty One, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic. He is a lunatic. You know, I read it in another Bible, and it was epileptic. Yeah. So when I saw that word, you know, God took me for a loop. Okay, lunatic, and sore and vexed, with oftentimes he's fallen into the fire and off into the water. And I brought him to thine disciples, and they could not cure him. Now, these are the disciples that he's taken his son to, and they could not cure him. Then Yahushua answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall be with you? How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Okay? And Yahushua rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Yahushua apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? Why couldn't they? You know, why couldn't they? Okay? And Yahushua said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you shall have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. He's opening up the keys, family. He's opening up the keys. He's giving us reason upon reason upon reason to get rid of the garbage. He's giving us reason to purge.
Amen.
He's giving us reason to purge. You know, it's no, when you, I said earlier, you know, 24 hours, it's a long time to go without food. Go without water. It's a long time. But the Father's telling you, you know, suffer not. Because, you know, you either go through it and do as he has so commanded us to do, or you continue living in the hell you're living in. You know, we have choices, and that's the choice that we have.
Amen.
But I pray to each and every one of you, within the sound of my voice, heed these words and do as we have been instructed to do. You know, this isn't, I'm here talking. You know, I prayed and asked Yahweh to speak these words today, and he is. I'm just being a vessel today. But, you know, it's, is it coincident? Is it, you know, a coincidence that we're here and that we're seeing, you know, just how mighty this God of ours is, how mighty Yahweh is. You know, he's in, I don't know about you all, but I sometimes complicate simple matters. Now, this I can't complicate because it's real simple. You know, I pray, asking for forgiveness, asking him to see me through these hours, you know, 24 hours. You know, early on, you know, it was said that, you know, we just do it one day at a time. So even if you do it for 5 days, you're only going to do it for one day at a time. You know, and each day you do the same thing when you wake up. You pray. And, you know, one thing about I found about fasting is you find yourself praying all day because those thoughts that we've talked about, you know, they're going to be coming. And when those thoughts come, you know, that's what you do. You pray and ask Yahweh to remove them. And you keep stepping. You pray and it shall be done. At least that's what he just said. And it's the truth. It's the truth. You know, one of the things that I pray that will come from this is, you know, at one time we would have gatherings on the first moon, you know. But one of the things I'd like to see come from this is that every month upon the full moon, when we're given the opportunity to see another month, that's, you know, 30 days, you know, he's given us, you know, that we have a fast, that we have a cleanse, you know, to remove, you know, those things from us, you know, to have him to, you know, give us, you know, strength, you know, to see another one. You know, something that I've been slowly looking at, and that is the there's some, I have a bunch of different herbal formulas at home, but some of these formulas you're not supposed to take unless there's a full moon. You know, and I really, you know, I've been doing a little, you know, gradually doing a little work towards finding out why. I really haven't found out yet, but I am, you know. But some of these formulas you're supposed to take during the full moon. And there's you know, none of this is a coincidence, you know. And then you take some herbs on the full moon, and then on the fourth day after this full moon, you take some more herbs of a different kind to purge parasites and all these other things from us. You know, I haven't done, you know, the research that I need, but I am to find out why. There's a reason for all of that. But back on topic, you know, we should come together on this full moon, you know, and pray and ask supplication from Yahweh, you know, and give thanks to him. You know, because when we see that full moon, you know, what do you all think about when you see that full moon? You know, when you look up there and you see that great big ball of light up there in the sky, you know, it's pretty for one. But almost, you know, when you look up there and you see it, it's almost like a renewing of the spirit. Because for, you know, it's a cycle. Everything happens in a cycle, a season. Everything happens in a season. You know, but, you know, with Yah, with Brother Yaka'el's, you know, blessing, you know, I pray that, you know, we do that. You know, fasting is something that can be done not only when Yahweh, you know, has told us, you know, but, you know, when we've gone wrong, we've gone astray, you know, when we need, when we, you know, when we're sick. Time to fast. You got a brother over here sick? Hey, let's do a fast. You got a sister over here in need? Hey, y'all, let's do a fast. You know, we don't have to wait until, you know, Days of Atonement to fast. These are something that we could, you know, these are things that as a family we should be doing. These are things as a family we should be doing. You know, because there's no greater way of having, there's no quicker way of getting an answer from the Father but to sacrifice yourself. He sacrificed his son.
Man.
That's what that was all about. His son was sacrificed for us.
That's right.
And he's asking you to get rid of food for your own benefit. You stop eating, and this is what I'm going to do for you. You stop drinking, this is what I'm going to do for you.
Man.
Wow. That's pretty big. That is pretty big. But we serve a loving God. You know, one that chastises us. You know, when we're wrong. But he also, you know, he gives, you know, he's so loving till, you know, it's almost like we spoil kids and I don't want to break the spirit too much, but I got to do a little something to you. You know, because, you know, the ultimate sin is death. The ultimate judgment for sin is death. Thank you. It's death. You know, and we sin daily. We sin daily. But what does he do? What does he do? He forgives us. He forgives us. Oh, what a mighty man. Mm-mm-mm. Yep. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
You know, some places in the Word, you know, you're going to find, different people, like in the book of, Esther, you know, Esther did a fast, you know. In the book of Daniel did a fast. You know, and all these things, you know, was keeping to the word of Yahweh. You know, when they fast, you know, they saw the reason. You know, they saw something occurring that they knew that they needed immediate relief from. You know, we don't have to suffer with the things that we suffer, you know. You know, in the Christian church, they say, you know, if you don't have to suffer from the things that you suffer from, go to him in prayer. Well, I'm going to use that this morning. You know, go to him in prayer and fasting. And fasting. You know, I don't know. As we stated earlier, there are different types of fasting. You know, tomorrow we're going to be doing a complete fast. And in faith, we're gonna go to Yahweh, and we're gonna ask, you know, asking for what we individually need, and go forth therefrom. You know, one thing that I would suggest today is drink a lot of water. You know, you're not gonna be able to drink nothing, Ma. See, that's, you know, that's where we had a benefit at. You know, back then they didn't. Nah. No, they just cold turkeyed it. Stopped everything. Bam. You know, he's giving us time to prepare. So, you know, drink a little more water today than you normally would. You know, especially those of us that's a little infirm. Because you will need it tomorrow. But as we stated earlier, I'm going to move on to, other types of fasting. Stated earlier, there are other types of fasting. And there are fasts where you can fast and cleanse. You know, I do those types of fasts myself quite a bit. And it's when you do those types of fasts, you're basically doing the same things because you're praying and you asking, Yahweh to remove, things from you. You know, when you're doing the cleanse, you want him to remove all the impurities from you. But and doing a cleanse, requires that we use different tools. You can just use water, but you also gonna need herbs to clean the impurities from your from our organs. That's basically what it is. You know, we don't realize that we everything that we own. We rest at some period, at some point in time. You know, there's one thing in particular that we have that we care so much about till we even make sure we do things to ensure that it has a longevity to its life. And what I'm speaking of is the automobile. And we're going to take a look at the automobile's motor and how it might relate to our bodies. And with our automobile in the motor, if you don't change the oil in it, what happens? It breaks down. Okay? If you leave the oil in there and you don't change it, what happens over a period of time, the oil gets dirty. And it causes sludge to build up in your oil pan. Same thing with our bodies. You know, we have a motor. This is the motor that we carrying right in here. And if we don't do certain things to that motor, we're gonna break down. You know, our intestines, our liver and our intestines, are primarily the biggest part of our motor. And if we allow our intestines to get clogged up, it's gonna affect our liver. And if it affects our liver, body gonna break down. That most of the germs and diseases that we have, starts right within that area. So they, periodically, just like we change our oil, we got change that. We gotta purge. Those things from in out. We don't know when we eat, and those of us that's fortunate to go to the bathroom after we eat, we don't know how long that stuff is going to set in there. We don't know whether or not all has been removed that we have eaten. We don't know. But, we have opportunity, which you can do it you can do it every 30 days. You can do it once a week, believe it or not, because it's, to fast. It doesn't hurt the body. It does not hurt the body. The fast and the cleanse does not hurt the body. So if you do it once a week, if you just took the time once a week, to clean yourself out, you're doing yourself a lot of good because you're not allowing anything, you're not allowing that gunk to get in there to clog up your system to create another problem. Because generally that's what happens. And we've got, You know, some a lot of us take better care about cars than we do our bodies. Because we take for granted that we would take for granted, or we just don't know. Give you the benefit of the doubt. Or we just don't know that these things ought to be done. These things ought to be done. You know, it's no reason, it's no coincidence that, you know, Yahweh made the seasons. What happens during the change of the seasons? Things are purged. You know, during the wintertime, people pray for snow to clear the air. Take what's in the air, the impurities in the air, and bring it down to earth, clear the air. You know, so for us to not take a look at our bodies, and for us not to take a different approach to dealing with our bodies and our health, you know, it's you know, we've got to, you know, we seek optimal health, you know. As Bubba spoke last night in his teachings, you know, Yahweh can't use sick soldiers. You don't want sick soldiers on the field. For real. You don't want sick soldiers on the field. You know, he can't be worried with you being sick while you fighting the enemy. He want healthy. He want healthy people. He want his soldiers to be healthy. When you go out there, you know, you're healthy and you're strong. When you come upon the enemy, you got the strength to battle him head to head. And as we stated earlier, you know, when you got a lot of garbage clogged up in your mind, that's a funny thing too. You know, how dirty systems will cause you to have crazy thinking. A lot of us may not believe that, but it does. You know, purge everything out of your body and tell me how you feel. Do that. Do that. Do that. And you say to yourself, my God, why haven't I done this before? It's, you know, it's a feeling like, you know, yeah, it's a really good feeling. That's the soldier Yahweh wants.
Amen.
That's the soldier Yahweh wants. You know, I'm not telling anybody to change, you know, what they're eating. It's a good thing if you do. You know, I've been doing a little experiment with myself and finding out different truths for me, you know, in the things that I eat. You know, I take my blood pressure 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times a day. I ain't working the way I can do that. And find myself sometimes taking my blood pressure after I've eaten certain foods. And how it affects my body. Whoa. Found I got to leave certain things alone. You know, for real. You know, I was on blood pressure medicine. Dr. Gibby put me on diabetes medicine, you know, this, that, and third, cholesterol. And I was fortunate enough through fasting and cleansing to get off of that stuff. I ain't trying to go back. So, you know, you know, none of these things come without its rewards. But we've got to suffer a little bit to get them. What greater reward, you know, than to have to suffer? Because, see, if you suffer a little bit, you might not, you know, do the same thing you were doing before. You know, that suffering, well, you know, is a reminder of all that you have done. You know, I don't need nobody you know, when I look back on my past, you know, I don't need to go back out there in the streets, you know, and live in that world I was living in to know, you know, just how it is. I've been through it. I've suffered through it. We all suffer through different things. But Yahweh has given each and every one of us a way, opportunity to find our way, you know, out of that darkness and come into the light. You know, he's given us his son, Yahushua HaMashiach,
amen,
who died that we might have faith, that we might have faith in this word. You know, he's given us covenants for us to live by, for us to observe, And, you know, it's up to us as individuals, you know, not to just see these things as things that we should do. Because it's more than just something to do. It really is. You know, and I'm only, you know, I'm only speaking on the Day of Atonement, you know, because all the others are past. You know, we're in one day at a time. We can't live, you know, all the covenants in one day. We're just living that one day. You know, I'm speaking on that, you know, and he's given us, you know, the tools. You know, it's not, you know, just another day. It's not just a day where I go to Yahweh and I pray and, you know, I ask him to forgive me for my sins, you know, but it's a day that Yahweh has given us, you know, another opportunity. He'll be giving us another opportunity to rid ourselves of a lot of garbage, to purge ourselves of a lot of garbage. And we can't take it lightly. Can't take it lightly. Not if you want to receive his blessings. Amen. You know, we've got to do it wholeheartedly. You know, sometimes when we're in here singing, you know, it's stated that, oh, y'all was a little drab today. You know, well, we can't take that drabness to prayer.
Amen.
And expect results. You know, he tell us when we fast not to make faces. You know, when you're fasting, you know, like you might find yourself drinking one of them juice drinks and ain't no apples and no pineapple in it. Well, he don't want us to make those faces when we fasting. You know, when the Father, when the Messiah was on that tree, he didn't cry. He hauled out in pain there. You know, he hauled out to the Father.
Amen.
You know, but he didn't frown. He didn't frown. He knew why he was there.
Amen.
He knew why he was there. Just like we know, you know, he's just like he's given us, you know, the sense of mind to know about the things that we've done. You know, we need to take joy. You know, it's not a good thing to know that, you know, we've done wrong. It's not a good thing to know that, you know, we got all these problems, all these situations in our life. But, you know, take, you know, we got to take, we've got to, you know, look at these things as though, yes, they happen, but my Father will forgive me, you know, if I go to him in prayer, meaningful prayer, and fast, that these things will be removed. It's no coincidence, family. It's no coincidence that he's put these things in place for us. And what better time than now? You know, we're all facing something or another. You know, in the past couple of weeks, you know, I've been at home or wherever I've been, a doctor's office or somewhere, and my phone is going bing, 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 bing. And one day it was pinging so much, I said, my God. And I had to stop doing what I was doing and look at it. Well, I just say all that to say, you know, the family are posting different scriptures. You know, the family is talking about the pain, the suffering. You know, it's no coincidence that these days, you know, have been placed here for us.
Amen.
It's no coincidence. You know, for us to fast for one day, great. I'm not saying it's easy, you know, because it's not. But if you look past all of that and you just look at, you know, the joy, you know, you should be able to see the, you know, you should already be able to see the blessing that you're going to receive from it. Because he's told you, you know, like, you know, no blessing goes, you know, no prayer goes unanswered. The only one that goes unanswered is the one that you don't get. You know, but, you know, just, you know, in closing, you know, as we, you know, come into, you know, this holy day, you know, let us not just think about ourselves as we, you know, kneel and ask a prayer and we put ourselves through suffering. You know, let's think about others. You know, let's not forget, you know, that he's asked us to, he's commanded us to pray for our enemies. You know, let's pray for those, you know, who are without. You know, let's pray for our brothers and sisters, you know, who are sick, you know, shut in, you know, and can't come here, you know, to observe his holy day, that want to come here and can't. Let's pray for them. You know, let's pray, you know, his prayer, you know, that we as a congregation, you know, all the things that, you know, we said in here from Sabbath to Sabbath to Sabbath to Sabbath that we so talk about, let's pray about some of those things and ask him, you know, to have us do. Let's pray about some of those things. You know, let's ask him, you know, to take a look at our families, because we have family members that we want here that are not here. Let's pray about those things. Man. It's a reason, it's purpose. It's a reason why we have these days.
Man.
It's a reason why we have these days. You know, it's no coincidences. You know, one of the things I love about King Solomon, nothing under the sun. All that he put himself through, you know, he got to the point where, you know, he could see the light, you know, and the wrong of his deeds. And what did he do? He went to Yahweh and begged for forgiveness.
Right.
Ah, that was the king. That was the king. You know, this stuff here is powerful. It really is. You know, this is the biggest herb that we could ever receive.
Amen.
You know, this here is the herb, but the power is going to come when we have that breakthrough and we actually see. You know, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You know, it's not going to happen. Everything isn't going to be as instantaneous as we want, but if we continue to go, if we go to him in prayer and we ask him, he tells us, you know, like, nothing is too big for me. You know, he tells us that, you know, it's done. It's done, you know. But, you know, as we go forth into tomorrow, we'll come back here tomorrow, you know, for service. You know, let us, like I said, just keep each other in mind as we pray. Just, you know. Let's keep each other in mind as we pray and we ask for our, you know, different forgivenesses. Because it's not all the time just about me. Sometimes it's about us. And that's what we really got to remember, you know. You know, I used to go to different meetings, and one of the sayings that they had there was, you know, it's a selfish program. And it was. You know, you had to be a little selfish in order to overcome some of the obstacles that was in your way.
Amen.
You know, and this here, you know, this can be a selfish program too. But Yahweh doesn't want us to be selfish. He wants us to be giving. You know, he wants us to give from the heart. You know, he wants us to give from the spirit. You know, and one of the things that we're going to find tomorrow, you know, not just tomorrow, but any time that we fast. Matter of fact, any day. You know, it's not what we read, you know, that he's so interested in. You know, he's more interested, you know, in what is in our heart and what comes from our heart. That's what he's interested in. You know, and it's up to us to do what we need to do to receive these blessings. You know, when we're young, you know, we just do things just to do them, thinking that this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Sometimes it does, miraculously, because we're young and foolish. You know, but we adults now. You know, we do things that adults do. We come to better understandings now, not just of where we are in the world, but in Yahweh, we come to better understandings. And we have an understanding of how it works. Just like the brother told me last night, you know, about how we're going to conduct, you know, classes from here on. There's orderly fashion. And there's orderly fashion that we in, that we take and that we use when we have to go to the Father. So, you know, with that said, you know, I'm going to close out here and, you know, just ask that Yahweh, you know, bless each and every household and the way that he so sees fit, and that he open each and every ear that was in hearing of these words that I spoke today, and that that you all will take these words not just as words of teaching, but take these words as words that can transform. It's not me. Okay, look at me. I'm all those things that you think I am. That's me. I accept that. But, you know, what I spoke of was Yahweh. That's what I want you to hear. That's what I want you to hear. And with that, whew, I'm just going to close, really. Hallelujah. You know, when I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. All right, that's Ken. Pull it out of the fire.
Let me get this out of here. Sorry.
Amen. I just pray that we all take what Zach can say to heart. And I concur in regard to the idea regarding the monthly fast. I think it would be timely. That means that our timekeepers, Yara'al, Sheba'al, have to be on point and letting us know ahead of time when the new moon is going to come in, so that we can prepare ourselves to do a fast on the new moon from this time forward. That'll be good in preparation for purging ourselves. You know, there's a passage, speaking of which, that I wanted to read that Ken, he has started. I just wanted to go back to that one particular passage. And this is in Matthew chapter 17. And this is in regard to the disciples at that time not being able to heal this particular individual. But when you get down to Matthew 17 and verse 21, the Messiah tells them, because they asked, why weren't we able? First thing, as I Ken was pointing out, because of your unbelief. The second thing, he goes on to say, how be it, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. And sometimes we're going to have situations in our life where we're going to need to do that. You know, and again, I'm just co-signing on what Dr. Ken said. Fasting shouldn't be something we just look forward to doing on Yom HaKippurim every year. We can choose to do an individual fast outside of a congregational fast, which we just decided to do on the first day of every month. We can fast whenever we so desire. As we see various examples in the scripture, situations came up and they came together, they fasted and they prayed. You know, so I think it is a good suggestion. That being said, blessed are you, Yahweh, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy, mighty one who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all of whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled, for you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Hallelujah! Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, our Savior, our Redeemer, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the word that you placed upon our elder, your servant, your Son, Amin Al Ben Yisrael. Gracious and merciful Father, we ask you to impress upon our hearts, our minds, the importance of purging our hearts and our minds of the sin and the iniquity that set us aback, Heavenly Father. Gracious and merciful Father, we ask you by way of your Holy Spirit to give us the strength that we need to become more obedient to your voice, that we be more submissive to your divine will. Gracious and merciful Father, we ask for the forgiveness of the sin that we have committed against you knowingly and unknowingly. And we ask to be cleansed by the blood of your Son, Yahushua, our Savior, our Redeemer, and our soon coming King, that we may all focus or refocus, Heavenly Father, on the prize, the high calling, Heavenly Father, that we all long to receive, even your salvation. When we go astray, Heavenly Father, as we do oftentimes, to the right or to the left, we ask you that through your loving kindness and through your compassion, you bring forth your correction, that we may always return to thee, Heavenly Father, our first love. For those who are sick physically, mentally, or spiritually, Heavenly Father, we pray that you send them healing and that you uplift their hearts and their minds, that they too may bask in your glory and your presence on this day of your holy Shabbat. In the name of your Son, we send this petition, this prayer to thee. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.